Good morning. Today is February 11th, 2020. It's approximately 9 a.m. and we are in the hearing room on the third floor of the City Building at 1900 Southwest 4th Avenue. My name is Hearings Officer Nancy Hockman, and this is tow case number 1200121. The appellant is Catherine Beckett, who is at the microphone. And would you, just for the record, would you please spell your name?
Certainly. It's C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E. Beckett is B-E-C-K-E-T-T.
And the city representative?
Jerry Robertson. Jerry, J-E-R-R-Y. Robertson, R-O-B-E-R-T-S-O-N. Parking code enforcement officer.
Thank you. This hearing is being recorded and will be posted to the city's website, unless you have a strong objection, in which case we will not post it. And in that case, if you wanted to hear the recording, you would have to come to our office, pay a nominal fee for a copy of it. So you said that you received all the papers through the website, printed them out, and you're viewing the city's documents through the iPad. And I'm actually going to go through the exhibits now and ask the parties if they have any objection to any of them coming into the record.
Sure. Sorry, one quick thing. I have now gone somehow back to the orange screen from the PDF,
okay.
And I'm not sure how to get back to the PDF.
Thank you. We'll help you before we start. Thank you.
Sorry about that. Okay. And then how do I get back to the screen with all the exhibits? Gotcha. Okay. Thank you.
Ms. Beckett, did you have an opportunity to read the Statement of Rights document? That's the one with the little illustration of a camera on it?
Before I came in, yes.
Okay. And do you have any questions about your hearing rights?
No.
Okay, thank you. I'm a neutral decision maker. I don't work for the Bureau of Transportation or for parking enforcement. I work for the Auditor's Office, and we are charged with reviewing the decisions of other city employees to make sure that those decisions comply with the city code. My role is to review the evidence, which is the party's testimony and any documents that are admitted in order to decide the case. And my authority is limited. The only decisions I can make are whether or not the tow was valid. And the rules that govern the hearing require that I find a tow valid if the procedural and notice requirements were met and the person ordering the tow followed the relevant rules and procedures. And please note that the appeal of a ticket or citation has to be done at court and not here. This is an administrative hearing, so it's not as formal as circuit court. We don't use the rules of evidence. We just ask that you not interrupt when other people are talking. And the decision in this kind of case is made by a preponderance of the evidence, which means slightly over 50%. A party has to prove their point. Each side will have the opportunity to give sworn testimony and ask the other side questions. I may ask some questions also. Okay, now I'm gonna go through the exhibits. We have your tow hearing request form. That did not contain your address, but the letter that you sent with it did have your address. Is that where you want the decision letter sent?
Sure.
Okay. And we have photographs that you sent in, and we have something called an auto return information, which just tells us basically whether we have jurisdiction. We have the notice of today's hearing. We have the statement of rights that we discussed, and we have the hearing officer's response, which contains the hearings officer's comments. Those are labeled under tow hearing report. Then we have photographs that were taken at the time a citation was issued. We have the citation itself, and then we have what the enforcement officer calls parking information / block driveway. And that's written information. Mr. Robertson, do you have any objection to any of these documents coming into evidence?
No, ma'am, I don't.
And Ms. Beckett, any objection?
Not at all, thank you.
Thank you. The documents are admitted. I'm going to ask you to please both raise your right hand to be sworn in. Do you solemnly swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the whole truth? Starting with Ms. Beckett, if you agree, please say so.
Yes.
And Mr. Robertson?
I do.
Thank you. So I'll start with Ms. Beckett. Please tell me why you think the parking enforcement officer did not follow the rules when they ordered the tow of your car.
Thank you. That was leads to my procedural question, mm-hmm. which is I actually don't have an objection to the validity of the tow.
Okay.
So I'm wondering if this may not be the venue to raise the concerns. I was advised by the sergeant's tow truck driver to ask for better signage, that this is a very, very confusing place from which he says he tows people all the time, who are then shocked. And I paid the fines. I'm fine with that. I don't believe the tow is invalid, but I did take time off to come today to try to advocate for less confusion in this particular area.
Unfortunately, this is not the venue for it.
Okay.
There are a few places you could go.
Okay.
One would be the Ombud, but that's really more if you have a complaint with a office or department of the city. You know, that may or may not apply. The Transportation Bureau is the obvious place. And
okay.
Maybe when Mr. Robertson talks, he might be able to point you specifically to the area in the Department of Transportation, which would not be his office, but where you could make that request that the signage be changed.
I would appreciate that very much.
Okay.
So I'm happy to go ahead with questions or not. I don't want to waste anyone's time, so whatever you think is best, I'm fine with.
Okay. So basically you're conceding the tow is valid?
I think yes. I don't think the tow company did anything wrong. I am really concerned about the clarity of the signage on this block.
Okay. And the issue is not whether the tow company did something wrong. It's more whether the parking enforcement officer did something wrong, because if the parking enforcement officer followed the rules, the tow is valid. If the tow company then did something wrong after that, that would be a complaint to yet another office, which I will not confuse you with.
Thank you. I appreciate that clarification. But no, I think it was an illegal park, but it was just very unclear that that was so.
Okay. At that point, I guess if you want to withdraw your request for the hearing, we can do that. Or we can go through the hearing. It's up
no,
to you.
No, that's fine, but I would really appreciate any information about who to take this to.
Okay. And we could probably do that off the record.
Yes, ma'am.
So at this point, I'll just show your request for hearing is withdrawn.
That's fine.
And we'll conclude the hearing.
Okay.
And off the record. Thank you.
Okay.
Let me get a pen.
Let me get a number for you.
Okay.